Maresaia. Aber Fabeni ist an mir, dass er auf Schkenin in Schuh Maresaia, Kmoi, Schenizboe, Lil, Sinne, Sanochmo, Lil, da. Wie noch ein Gula, das ist Holo Mischkenin. Kleiner, wenn du in Domeli Dam Dov, so auf Sinne, Sanochmo, Schenitoi Dam, war verloren in Kinsu, Bechlios, an dem Maresaia, Elin, Kinesh, Ben. Kaskasim, Schenitia, Schenitia, Dam Dov, in Dosam, Dam Gufios, mit der Reis, Hiel kachol veyeyima, di ochel dam veyeyimo, shes in the reis. So in other words, so if you fill the upping glass with dam dogim, you're not allowed to eat it, mishimarasayim, because the observer might say he was eating dam veyeyimo. Dam veyeyimo. So over there, the mishimarasayim, because dam is also in the reis, dosam dam gufas in the reis, kachol veyeyima, di ochel dam veyeyimo, shes in the reis. So the observer might only accuse the person that is even is Rabbanon. So where the observer might accuse the person that is only even is Rabbanon, then there is no issue of Marasayim. If you let the Mikhash Marasayim, the Loch himself, the Hebrew Cholov, Shos Mderaisi, Shlaniach et Lishkedi, Kiddish Yach Shivorei, Shu Cholov Mamish, Vichinkos Vitiris Chatos, the mayor of the bishul, the lavoche, a feel upsal behemo, leki su and the rice, the insoich laniashke. So the shach says that when the ramo passes, that it's muter to serve psal behemo. Psarim b'chol of shkedim, and he doesn't even have to put shkedim emens on the plate. But psar behimo b'chol of shkedim is also unless you put shkedim on the plate. So that is when is it also to serve psar behimo b'chol of shkedim only when it was cooked together. Mashiach came to serve, let's say, psar behemo in cold cholov shkedim, in cold parve milk, that is muta. Because since he serves it, if he serves it in hot cholov shkedim, so then it's osea, because the observer will say that he's serving it in hot milk in which these were boiled together. And so the observer will be chesed in his rice. Masha'ikin, if he once serves psal behemo in cold cholovshkein, so then the observer will not be chesed in that he's ever in his rice. He'll only be chesed in that he's ever in his rabbanon, because with rice only the rabbish was a teho. So mele according to the Ramo, so even psal behemo b'chol of shkedim, if it's in it, not reseach, is mut. Uf izet zolach lima d'mayim nebish, di lavach, afilu psal behemo lagi sur reis, v'in zolach anir shkedim, v'chimu avit reschato shom lehenim. So when is it also to serve psal behemo b'chol of shkedim? Only when it's reseach, not when it's in it. ובסימון את ירס חפץ. אבל מה שואל פרק עולם בוסו, לא מנמהר דם דוגים, דיבפוי מחיי ציבי, שרגילים לאחר תרגילס בכל השקדים, שאוסר אם לא יש ימי השקדים לספצי חון וצידון לקיר. ובפרט גם עם שרים, דיקר למי חשטרי, so the משל is חילי כנרם. And he says on the counter that there is more of a nice there is more of a nisar in psareit than in psareim. Uvifrat gab in psareit itel nichashtrei shli yukuleima psareim b'cholov shoraf und rabonon kerebyei siagulil ad kam lishayimei v'chein iskima achen v'chein nirel afni ezdayit do afilu bimid rabonon chashin al maresayim. So the shach is chilik ad rabonon. And he passes that there is no difference between Yisrael Reis and Yisrael Avoron, that the concept of Marasayin applies equally to Yisrael Avoron as well. And the Raya is that we see Vafim in the Rabbul Hashem Marasayin in the Chamaduchte, Umehen Bishas Perimam and Meir Yetzel, the Roy Bizu, Aval Bishu Popo, Mishim Limer, the Gemand Ozul, Lichim Ye, Pirish Lishu Klim Keir, Vain the Marasayin. So we mentioned the Teretz on that Kashi, because there is a special taponic of the Shabbos. It's not the general thing of Marasayin. We will musk him to our post, we will be able to get a high today. I will have to make a man have a Shabbos in the Rabbonon, because we are high. The king will have any tastes with Xuvis. That will be the Rabbonon, high Shino Marasai, tastes with Xuvis also. Mimachon has reference to Shabbos. So the Shabbos there is a special use there. But it has no application to Kohatiriku. Now the next Shach. Simzai. The near of the physical culture goes on the vast of Hatrila, the whole of Mayo, was October, the whole of Toya. With the Dasara of the culture, near the Litzor Yashi for the Kosvatura Machabe, the Sigimu, Mutorin, the Bishop of Noi, Rubishna, Aruch and the Terry Corabosso, who Muskam Koraposki, and Muta Medine, oh, the Haile, so you have to say so. The Rabos says that according to what the Mechaba says, which is a Jewish Arash, that also the Vashel, the whole of Vishal, Marasayim, so Kolshken, that according to that Rajbo, it's also to be Mivashel, the Chathile, the whole of Vosotehim, or the whole of Meyom, or vice versa. So this is what Ramos says. So the Ramos says like this, but the Mechaba, the two Mechaba didn't agree with this Ramon, because they said in the Reish that it's Mutea Bosot Meyo, Bichol of Teo. So it's Mashmo Mutaligam. If he does, Arab, the coach could hear it, so Yashu, because at the Mechaba, we said, we told him, Shlanoi, who we shall look at the Kwa Bosot, who is Kwa Poski, that I'm Muta Medin. So you have to say, according to Ramon, that when the two Mechaba says that it's that it's muter means muter as far as the Yisrael was the whole is concerned, but from the point of view of Marasayin, it can be also. Avon Shemarasayin l'mayin l'afkimine v'gavim l'ekelmich Shemarasayin kiru yofu v'chayin tzidei because of Mashal. So that we see that when a person has to do something that involves Marasayin for l'fuyeh, not only l'fuyeh that is mamish sin. In other words, if there is a hardship situation, there is no Isa of Marasayin, because the Isa of Marasayin is not an Isa that applies to the specific Maisa. Marasayin is one of the Midas. In other words, it's one of the Midas things. So one of the Midas that one is Mechuyim to have is Voyisem Nikim and Shem Yisrael. So Mele, if he doesn't watch out and he acts in such a way that he subjects himself, he exposes himself to the suspicion and the accusation of other people, so Mele, the Gavre is not in Lotim Yisrael. Masheinke, if he's always careful not to expose himself to accusations and to suspicions, but in certain hardship situations, so he does something that might involve him in his suspicion, in the chashav. So the gamre is inoki. As long as the gamre is inoki, so it's all right. It's not a maisi yisrael. It's not a maisi yisrael to do an act that exposes himself to chashav. It's one of the midas that one is mechuyev to have. Now, for example, of course, it's a big avere to be a shiki. But that doesn't mean that just because it's an avere to be a shiki, that one is not allowed to drink in Mampurim when there is a mitzvah to be a shaki. Why? Because it's not an isa to be a shaki. The isa is not to be a baltaive, not to be addicted to any taive. It's a shiki, so the gavre is addicted to a certain taive. But if he only drinks let's say, a pulling when there is a chiyuv to drink, so the gavre is not a shikar. So this too, in other words, it's an aveira de raise to barasayim, but the aveira is not an aveira that attaches to the specific act. The aveira attaches to the gavre, the yisem nikim adishem yisrael. So it's like one of the middes. So one of the middes is that he has to be, just as a Jew is mechuyev to be the posh from timeless, so he is mechuyev to be noki miad Hashem of Yisrael. Now, if he's not careful in his behavior, and he allows himself to be exposed to these accusations and the suspicion of other people, so then the gavre is not knocking the soil. But if he only does it in a hardship situation, so then the gavre is a knocking. So maybe that's the reason as to why it is muter bimoke. So he says, "The nafkimini the gavre like lemei chashmal tzayim." Because of Marshall, Pericola Bosso, Simikov Beis, Gabicholo Visho, to four shore, Afuim is a coneclau, Maha de Misa Clau, Elo Mishimarasai, not Kalishene. So, in other words, Mashain King Gabishabes, when the Gemara says that one is not allowed to let the Behemoth walk out with the bell on it. So, there the Marasai is a special takone of Marasai. So, it's not just a nisa that attaches to the gavre. It attaches to the mindset. So even in a hardship situation, it would be awesome. Right. Iname mishkachas l'gav na'achrine. The legal meirash mishkachas l'gav. In other words, the Ramo says, v'nir nefizeli kol shkiyosa l'vashal l'chathile v'chol of meyo. But how can you say that when the two and the Mechaba both say that Psari Becholo Bismut, Psar, Sposo, Cholof Neo, Biboso, Cholof Neo, Biboso Teo, so Ismut. The answer is when even Ramon will say that when the Torah says Cholof Neo, Biboso Teo, Ismut, he means it's Mutter on the Scorpus of Cholo. Marasai, that's something else, that's an entirely different kind of Nisa. And there are many Nafkimines. So one Nafkimine is a hardship situation. And there are many other Nafkimines. Alright. Ubozemi Yushi, Mashimi Abiteras Hatos Diva Rajva Bite, Aish, Ochim, Dibne Haposki. So this is the Ramos Shit. The Ramos Shit is that the Tur and the Mechaber, when they say, Bosot Meir, Bechol of Teo, or Bosot Teo, Bechol of Meir. So it's Muter, because they mean, according to Ramo, they mean not that it's Muter Mamesh, but it's Muter as far as the Isabos of Bechol is concerned. But Marisayim in Ochaname, it will evolve. Och in die Brabis, das ist der Amosk. Wo doch in die Brabis, die sich aus dem Stommen und Tom und Bischu, Maschmala von Schubare Sayin, but it's not Maschmala like that, that this is what the Torah means, that this is what the Mechaba means. The Pashm Salosh of Muter is that it's Muter the Gamre, there is no Nisa of Mara Sayin, not like the Amosk. So we have to understand why is so, in other words, so that why does the Rashbo say that also the Vashim the Cholovisho, one of Shachiv also the Vashim the Cholovisho of Shemarazayim, because the observer will not know it's Cholovisho, think it's Cholovisho, so it's for the same reason it should be yourself to be the Vashim, was of Meyo the Cholovisho. Oh, in the Rabbos, she was installed with all the Vishal, Mashmala, who should want to say like it. We can't do the Marshal Pergo Rabbos, we have Mashmala Sam Haber, we go to the whole of the people of the Fedor Sam Shibara Sai, we can't really borrow the Shan Hosom. In other words, not as the Rabbos says, not as the Rabbos assume that the tour of the Haber, when we say, was at Mayor, the whole of the Fedor, it's because of the Bashe, it means put on the bashel on the score was a cholov, but on the score of Marasai, it might be also. No. It means vitali bashel mamesh. And there is no isa of Marasai neither. So why does the Rashbo? So the Rashbo distinguishes between Psate, Meyo Bechol of the Hero, and Cholovish. Cholovish. The Shanos, the Kachmir Limbo, the Shanos, Kim, the Alkoponi Mechon Memos of Achille, the Vada, the Bishul, the Hudelek, and Ishumarasai. So now the Shach is saying that when the Rashbo says also Vashil Bicholovisho Mipnaresayin, he doesn't mean that it's also to be Vashil. Because as far as Bishul is concerned, so there is no Iser of Marasai. Why? Because as far as the general Iser of Marasai is concerned, of Yisem Nikim and Shem Yisroel is concerned, so it does not mean that if a person knows that by acting in a certain way, so some people will accuse him of aveiros, so really he's also to do it. No, only if he acts in a certain way that he can reasonably be accused. In other words, you see, there is a mitzvah of bitzedek tishpit amisecho. So besides the pshutish of mikhov bitzedek tishpit amisecho, in other words, which imposes an obligation upon a dying to render a righteous judgment. So it's also implicit in that posik of the tradition of Secho, have you done as kolodom mikavskus? So in other words, when you see a person that does something, and it can be interpreted in two ways, so you have to give him the benefit of doubt. That does not mean that if you see a person who you know that he eats, that he's not zoyer in kashres, that you always have to interpret that he's eating kosher. It means if you don't know, but if you know that he's not zoyer in mitzvahs. So it's not shayach to say that you are mechuyev to give him the benefit of doubt. But unless you know a certain person is a tzaddik, so you're not mechuyev to be donim likaf schus if from the circumstances it appears that he's doing an aver. From the circumstances it appears that he's doing an aver. In other words, if you know a certain person is zoyer, is his oil mitzvahs, and then you see him, let's say, he's taking a taxi on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. So let's say, if you see the Chofetz Chaim takes a taxi on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. So you are still mechuyev to be down in the Kapsus, because you know that he's a muflek b'chsides b'hiro. Mashenke, a person whom you don't know. You don't know whether he's observant or he's not observant. So if the two interpretations are equally reasonable, then you have to give him the benefit of doubt. But if you don't know him and you see him getting into a taxi or driving, getting into his car on Shabbos and driving, so you don't have to say, well, maybe his wife gave birth to a baby all of a sudden, just like that. If you know that his wife is about to give birth to a baby, so then you have to be done with the kapsus. But if you never heard about that and you don't know the spiritual status of the person, so then there is no chiyuv to deceive ourselves and to be done in the kapsus. Likavschus. Only if you know that he is a Shiva Mitzvah, that he is Oya. So then, naturally, if you see the Chafetz Chaim getting into a car, so you have to interpret it in Likavschus anyway. I mean, all kinds of, you have to conjure up all kinds of possibilities. But if stammy person, so you are allowed to be chesed him if from the circumstances it appears that he's doing an avirah. So when is there a nisa or beisa nikim ad shem Yisrael? If a person acts in such a way, the Gemara says, in other words, someone when he brings in the money, he takes out the money, the trumas alishko, and he keeps it behind his jacket. So that then the reasonable interpretation is that he is doing something illegal. That he is doing something illegal. So Mashenke, if, so then there is an Issa. But if a person acts in such a way that there are two possibilities. Now let's say, so the Shach is saying as follows. Now, Bosa Becholo, many times it's used as a medicine. It's used as a medicine. Not as a medicine that is taken orally. So then it's a gedachel. But Bosa Becholov, apparently, I mean, Bosa Becholov was used as a medicine to be taken, you know, externally, not orally. So Mele, so as far as Bishul, so when the Rashbo says, also, Vashel Bicholo Vishom Dimares Ayi. So he doesn't mean Bishul. He means Achille. But Bishul, there is no Mares Ayi. Why not? Because, after all, if someone is Mivashel, Boso, in Chalav Vishom, and he wants to use it as a medicine, and there is an observer. Now, apparently, it was very frequently, I mean, a Bosa Becholov was used as a medicine. So the Mele, it doesn't involve an Issa of Marasayim, because when does it involve an Issa of Marasayim? If you act in such a way that you could reasonably be accused, suspected. In other words, if you go into a Dreyfus restaurant, if I see a certain person going into the Dreyfus restaurant, why should he go into the Dreyfus restaurant just like that? So usually when a person goes in the Dreyfus restaurant, he doesn't go into the Dreyfus restaurant in order to make a telephone call. Maybe on the road where there are no places where he can make a telephone call, that's possible. But in the midst of the city, where you have so many telephones available, so if a person goes into the Dreyfus restaurant, so what's the most reasonable interpretation of the persons going into a restaurant to eat? So Mele, but that person happens to go into a Dreyfus restaurant because he wants to talk to someone or he wants to make a telephone call. So Izeva Bisani Kim Hashem Yisrael. Why? Because he acts in such a way that he could reasonably be suspected. Masheinke, if a person is Mivashu Sabahimu, Bicholov Vishom. So the observer can suspect him. He has no right to suspect him. After all, it's a Mishnah. And this is a very usual purpose of being Mivashim, boss of Bicholov. So even though the observer doesn't know that the Cholov is Cholov Vishom, and he takes it for granted that the Cholov is Cholov Behemoth, but he has no right to suspect him. He has no right to suspect him. So Mele, even though he will suspect him, it doesn't matter. It's when does it involve an Isa of Marasayim Viz and Ikim Hashem Yisroel? Only when you act in such a way that he should be suspected. He should reasonably be suspected. But if he's unreasonably suspected, it doesn't involve an Isa of Marasayim. This is what he says. Likach nearly bow the Shano Osom, Kim Dal Koponi.
Now
Heimelech. Oh, so in other words, so, but the question is, even if he does it before, so it's Osir. So the Mele, it should involve in itself Marasayim, if it's Osir. What difference does it make whether a person will suspect him that he's an Avayin in the Yisr Achilo Basam Chalov, or a person will suspect him that he will, that he's an Avayin in the Yisr of Bishl Basam Chalov? The Yisr of Bishl is just as humble as the Yisr Achilo. There is Malkus for Achilo and there is Malkus for Bishl. So it's a Raya. So this is the Kashe, what the Ibn Boch raises against the Shach. But it's a Raya from this Shach that there is no Yisr of Bishul Basam Chalov if it's not done with Tzerech Achille. If the Bishul is done with Tzerech Achille, it doesn't matter for whose Achille, even if it is done for the Tzerech Achille of a Goy. As long as it is done with Tzerech Achille of a person, of a human being, so there is a Yisr of Bishul Basam Chalov. But if it is done for the purpose of Rifui, not for the purpose of Achille, then there is no Yisr of Bishul. Then there is no Yisr of Bishul. So in Mele, there is no Marasayim, because through the observer, it will not occur to the observer's mind that this Cholov is Cholov Isha. I mean, that's an unusual thing, that they have the Cholov Isha. But, so he'll think it's Cholov Eimo, but at the same time, even though he'll be laboring under the notion that it's Cholov Eimo, he is not allowed to suspect that person that he is doing an avera. Why? Because he's obligated to give that person the benefit of doubt. All right. So what does the Rashbo and the Tur and the Mchaber mean when they say also levashel b'chalavisho b'pnei marasayim? It doesn't mean also levashel b'chalavisho b'pnei marasayim. That they mean, in other words, if Psar Behemo was cooked in Cholovisho, so Mikra Bidine is allowed to eat that muscle. Nothing wrong. But he's not allowed to eat it because the observer who will see him eat muscle that is in hot milk, even though he knows that the hot milk is chalavisho, but he'll suspect him that he's eating bos psal behemo in chalav behemo, not in chalavisho, because that's unusual. So, and he'll reasonably be suspected, not unreasonably. So, mele it's also mishumarasai. Vayosel vashay lech v'chei mashikosav amechaber. So why does he mention Bisifei deals with something else? So what does it mean, Osal Vashlom Cholov? It doesn't mean that Osal Vashlom, because the Mechaber and all the Rishonim passed that when something is only Osam the Rabbonon, so there is no Yisr Bishul. Here, we're talking of Beitzim, it couldn't be more humble than of itself. So it's Mutter, of itself, it's Mutter to be Mevashul Cholov. So certainly, Beitzim, Mures, or not Mures, doesn't make any difference. It's Mutter to be Mevashul. So when he says Osam Mevashlom, Becholov, he doesn't mean Levashlom. He means Leachlom. Leochlo. So we see that sometimes the Mechaber uses the Loshon Levashlo when he has reference to Achilu. So here too, when Mechaber says also Levashim Lecholav Nisho, he doesn't mean also Levashim. He means it's Oseh to serve Psal Behemo in Hat Cholav Nisho. All right. Now this is very strange. The Primigodim raised the question against this part of the Mishnah. The Alkochov. So when the Shach says it in the Chaber, all right, we understand. So he says that when the Mechaber says, Osal Vashel Chalom Vishon, Mechaber Meshul Terashbo, he doesn't mean Bishul Yimizachir, but Bishul there is no Marasai, because when an observer sees a person being Vashel, Psal Behemah B'Chalom Vishon, that person has no right to suspect the person of doing an Avera, because he is expected to give the person who is Mevashel the benefit of doubt. So, but he says that even Al Kocho Gamidas Rab, so we have to the Afilu Bipsal Behem or Teiro, Behol of Shkedi, Svirle Din Zoich Laniach Esle Shkedi, Elo Bibish. So the Afilu Bipsal Behem or Teiro, Behol of Shkedi, so he says, in other words, the Shach pointed out in Sivo that when the Ramo said that you cannot, there is an Issa of Marasai in connection with Psal Behemo, Bichol of Shkedim, so he doesn't mean there is an Issa of Marasai in connection with the Bishl of Psal Behemo Bichol of Shkedim. No, Bishl of Psal Behemo Bichol of Shkedim, so that is not us. So, we come to the Afilu with Psal Behemo. They, Behemo Teiro Bichol of Shkedim, Svirolei, the Tzorich, Lord Niyachas Lishkedim, Elo Bibishl. Now there are two Gersoyes. One Gersoy is Yesh Gersoy, Bachil. So the Afilu Bipsal Behemo Teiro Bichol of Shkedim. Svirale, the Tzorch Lo Niyachas Lishkedim, Elo Bachil. Now, so according to that Gersoy, it's all right, we understand. But in our text, it is written Elo Bibishl. Now that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. In other words, because when he says the afilu bipsal behemo teiro bichol of shkedim svirle nimzolot laniach etzle shkedim elo bibishol, so it doesn't mean elo bibishol only likabi cooking of psal of bosa behemo teiro in chol of shkedim, so you have to put emens in the pot when you cook psal behemo teiro in chol of shkedim. That no, he doesn't mean that. He means that when he's at Osea to serve Psal Behemo Teiro b'chol of Shkedim, only the bishul in hot chol of Shkedim. But in cold chol of Shkedim, you are allowed to serve. So when he says Elo b'bishul, it means only when you serve hot chol of Shkedim with Psal Behemo Teiro in it. On the table. That's called Bibishl. Mashayim came to serve cold Cholov Shkedim with Psal Behemo in it. That's Muter. Why? Because according to Ramo, if the observer would accuse a certain person of an Yisrael Ramo, there is no Yisrael of Yisrael Nikim Arishem in Israel. Only when the observer will accuse a person of a misadvice. That's the Shin of Ramo. So the Mele, and the Ramo says, because of that you can serve hat chol of shkedim with sarev, because the observer will only accuse the doer of a misad Ramo. So in the same way, so you should be allowed to come to Ramo to serve cold chol of shkedim with sarev in it. Because what will the observer say? Well, he is an avari. What does he do? He eats. He won't say, he won't know that it's chol of shkedim, so he'll take it for granted. It's chol of behemo. So he'll say, I saw it myself eating boso b'chol. But what kind of boso b'chol? Well, so he will not accuse him of an Nisan Raisa anyway. He'll only accuse him of Nisan Rabbonon. So maybe it shouldn't involve an Nisan Marasai. So in other words, so what is it? It's Oseh only to serve Hat Cholov Shkeinim with Psal Deinu. This is the Pshat of the Bishop. And if the deal says Vachile, so it means the same thing. I mean, why is it such a dechak to say that Bishas Bishlo in Machaname, he has to put emens in the part where it's Bavashel? What he says is there. ודרך הגון רואים על בשעס בישלו יום ישכין ישראל נירו. אלו ועד היום בשלו חוד אלה כמי שמרסאי. Why not? Because when you see a person cooking in a pot, boso and the parent milk, so to the observer, it will not occur to the mind of the observer that the milk is choloshkin, because that's an unusual thing. But he still can give him the benefit of doubt. And he can say he's doing it as a medicine, not for the purpose of achila. So Mela, even though the observer will not give him the benefit of doubt, but the doer, the one who is Mevashel, is not even an Yisrael, because he doesn't expose himself to the reasonable accusation, to the reasonable suspicion. Now the question is raised by the Primigodim. So he says in the Rambo too, that when the Rambo says, so he doesn't mean Bishoy means Achille. How can he mean Achille? I mean, it's ridiculous. Achille, so it's just on the right side. Bosok meyo, bichol of teyos. So some of the raise, never mind marasai. So obviously, when he says the coach knows of levashel, so here levashel means levashel mamish. So how can he say that even if he didn't wear rav, we got al kochav the zarav to hatolim akim. I mean, for the zarav we cannot say, but. Now, Rabbi Gleiger asks another question in the Shach. He says that the reason as to why the Mechaba distinguishes between Cholov Ishoy and Cholov Tmeyo is because by Cholov Ishoy, so there is Marasai, because it can be, and as far as Bishl is concerned, there is no Marasai, no prayer. But there is Marasai, is Abi Achille. Mashiach came by Bosot Meo, so it's not Chayat Achille, because it's also anyway with the right say. So that's why he distinguishes. So Rabbi Gleiger says, Kashish, or Mashiach says, Fue, Koshami, the Mikomo came, Amayuta Banoye, Nechesh le Marasai. Nechesh le Marasai. That's another Kashish. So we can answer the kasha of the Primigodi against the Shach. How can the Shach say that he will come to the Rambo when he says the coach, the osa levash lechatchila b'chol of tmeyo, he was a tom b'chol of toya. He doesn't mean bishlo. Oh, what? So the Primigodi means the kasha. Of course he means bishlo. What else could he mean? He could mean achille. Achille, who is concerned about marasayin as far as achille is concerned? So it's a nisan raise of domotome. Of the Watome, the answer is with the kashe that Rabbi Gleiger asks against the Shach. So we can answer the kashe of the Primigodi against the Shach. In other words, that when the Ramo means says Die coach in the osal vashu lechatchile b'cholof tmeiro in osal tomi b'cholof toyeir. Of course he doesn't mean bishul. I mean, of course he doesn't mean achile. But the shach says he doesn't mean bishul. So kashu means what do you mean achile? So that who is concerned with marasayim? So it's osal because of the osal tomi. No, the shach means that the rabbi doesn't mean achile. The amor doesn't mean achile, so, but it does not mean, of course it doesn't mean achile, and, but it doesn't mean bishul either, because as far as bishul is concerned, so he can be given the benefit of doubt. There is no reason as to why the observer should accuse him and suspect him. But the amor means hanoi. The amor means hanoi. Amor means hanoi, but it doesn't mean bishul. Because as far as Bishop is concerned, he doesn't expose himself to a reasonable suspicion, to an unreasonable suspicion, to an unscrupulous suspicion. Because the one who will suspect him will actually gedim. He'll be able the mitzvah of Bitzelek Tishpit Amisecho if he will accuse him. But it's also when he says also with Vashel, he doesn't mean bishul, he means anoy. He means anoy. Let's say, the chatchile. Now, after all, that person certainly, so why is he the bashul? Or to be avayoni maskinon. So, when he says, the also the bashul, the chatchile, the chol of tmei, or the bos of tom, the chol of toy. So, it's also mishimarasai. But this person is disposed to do it. If we are only giving a heter, why should we do a heter at all? He's not an avaliye. He's not going to eat it. He can't eat it anyway. So obviously, when he wants to do it, why does he want to do it? He wants to do it l'refue. He wants to do it. He wants to do it l'refue. In other words, he needs boso meyo b'cholo to be put on a maki. That's a refuah he needs. So he is mevashel. So the bishul is muta. There is doesn't involve any sub marasai. But then when he wants to do it, the refuah so is also. It's anoy. In other words, he wants to apply it on his foot, on the maki, on his head. So mevele, that's anoy. So that is also. This is what the Ramon means. This is what the Shach says is Pshat Nab. Now, the question is, so we can answer the Kashe of the Pramigodim against the Shach in respect to what the Shach says in Ramon. But, what is the Teretz and the Rabbi Kliger's Kashe against the Shach, what the Shach says in connection with the Mechaber? He says that the reason is why the Mechaber asks Levashel b'chol of Ishul, but he doesn't ask to Levashel b'chol of Tmeo. It's because when he asks Levashel b'chol of Ishul, he doesn't mean Ishul, he means Achille. Mashein came, but by Beim Tmeo, Achille is also anyway, because of the Satome. So, Rabbi Kriyas Kashi, so that's why it's not Osa. That's why he says it's Muta. So Rabbi Kriyas Kashi is, but still be Osir to have Anoye from Bas Bosot Mei or Bechol of Toye or Bosot Toye or Bechol of Tomei, Bechol of Tomei, that's not the discussion. So the answer is as far where Achil is Mutamik Hanidine, then that can be done many times and frequently. So the Mele, when he does it, you see, objectively, it is muta. Objectively. Because it's cholovisho. So, we made a cholovisho, so objectively, mikhalidine, it's muta, if not for marasai. So, we made it can be. So maybe there is an issue of marasai. Because if not for the issue of marasai, he will be able to eat it. So, there, that will be seen many times since he'll be allowed to eat it. Mashiach, if something cannot be used in achil, let's say bosok, may or bechol of tevo, it couldn't be eaten anyway. So what could be done with it? Now he knows the facts that it's bosok may. So what could be done with it? It could have anoye. Now anoye of bosok may or bechol of tevo is not something that could take place many times. Something that is mutabach outdif, so could be used many times. And if it could be used many times, so in all probability he will expose himself to suspicion. Masheim came when it's posotei or beholoft meyo. It could be. So what could be done with it? What kind of itashmish could be done with it? It could be pulled, he could have anoye from it, he could put it on the maki and so on. So since he couldn't do it ba'achile, so only ba'anoye, so mainly it's not likely to allow suspicion. Something that could be done many times, so mainly it could allow suspicion. Mashenkin, something that is only muta ba'anoye, so it couldn't be done so many times. Mimele, it's not likely to allow suspicion, because if he needs it for anoye, not for achile, so he'll have to use it once, and that's all, not something that could be used for achile. So he could use it for a long time. Mashenke, if it is only mutaba anoye, let's say it can only be put. It can only be put on a make or whatever it is. So mele, it will not allow so much notoriety because it couldn't be used for a long time. If something can be used lachile, so it can be used, so it can allow notoriety, it allow suspicion. Masheinke, here, when it's Sarbei what may or Bechol of Teir or vice versa, so it couldn't be used lachile anyway. So it can only be used for anoye, for refue. Now, since it will be used only for refue, so in all probability, people will not start talking about it. You see, because just because they see a person putting something on a market, they will not start talking about it. If they see something that takes place for a long time, the person needs something, so then it will allow suspicion. But if it is something that couldn't be used for achille, so it will not allow suspicion. I mean, of course, it's a balabadish teret, but that's the only teret I can have when I'm doing this much. All right. Hello, Bada, you wish to hold a record, Marasai, you can hold also a wash of the whole bishop. Hi, Lech, you can some baby, but me or call of Tero, or Yifre, keep the alcohol of love, or Hom and Lashu, the component of Sukish was the whole of Mayo, Lekin Marasai, who was the person of the shepherd in the Rajbosh Nihmaram, the Rashabi Tame, Ina. He says there are another reasons why there couldn't be any Marasai in my boss of Mayo, the whole of Tero, because there is a difference in the appearance between Bosa Tomi and Bosa Behima Teiro. There is a difference in the appearance in the Mara. In Ami Bosa Tomi, like Lemecha Shem Marasai, the Nikal Ayim Shu Bosa Tomi, the Chim Chol of Meir, Kedisa Vishaz Marim is Chol, Chol of Toir, Chimber, Tomi Yorik. So the milk, let's say, of a camel looks different than the milk of a cow. So in other words, there couldn't be any Marasai. So, Abu Cholov Bisho, the Cholov Shkeni, Roy Minka, Vyosem, the Shumar Zai, who was a Osename Shapi, a Divoy Arashbo, who we call Mokim or Ishik. Abu Bink Rabon, the Lochish Nimshak Mishitose, receive Gimra from Ashkos, receive God, the Mopa, the Ifish Lochish, and the Sosma Rashbo, the Chaba, the Choku in the Himalaya. Up to the Taz and Siv Godel Hei, and Siv got involved in the Taz. Beitzim am Tzoni Beifes, Yime Gmura is Dainish Sheishim Chalbe Vechalmei, Aval Pishe Mura Begidi Marize Gmura, Umuta Lochlo Becholo. Aval Meinlo,
Elochel minosa levashlim becholam. Now, so I mentioned that there are several machlekes hasheni. First of all, there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yaakov. So, and most hasheni paskin like Tanakam, but the aloch is dealers paskins like Rabbi Yaakov. Then there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand and the Rashbo on the other. What's the pshat in Gemuris? So the Rashi and the Rosh say that Gemuris means if the Chalmein is complete. The Rashbo says if the Chalmein and the Chalmein are complete. So this is how the Mechaber passes. Beitzim anumtsoi beifes, we pass like Tanekame, and like the Rashbo, that Gmuris means that the Chalbein and the Chalmein are complete. Beitzim anumtsoi beifes, ime Gmuris, dani sheish lem Chalbein ve Chalmein, avo pishim Mura begidim, harei ze Gmura, umutalochlo bechol. All right, now the Taz. Mashal hikshal ze, pirikol abos. Maishne mima shikosa farashbo, hevi atur simen pivov, bihiko tanigiles al zanvo, di mo yomura begidin, have kiposam nachai. So, hiko tanigiles al zanvo, now simen pivov. Hikot Anigiles al Zanvo v'ipilo b'itzoso kelim shenigmiro muteres v'imbo mishimeivam nachai v'chosu v'rashbo v'medvor amurim shenimura begidin avul moisomura begidin harei ze kiposo rapirish nachai v'asur. So the mashal is the kashe maishne mashikosu v'rashbo. And here, he will pass. You see, because there is a machlekes in Beitze between the Tanekame and Rabbi Yaakov. So Tanekame says that if it's Mureis, so then it's Mutaloch Mecholov, and Rabbi Yaakov says only if it's not Mure Begidim. Only if it's not Mura Begidim. So we pass like Tanekame. But over there, the Torah says that if it's still Mura Begidim, so then it has a din of Bosam Nachai. So, Vein Leima, Shan Rosa, Shisa de Raise. Because it's in connection with Bosom Nachai, Mashenkin here, Psari Becholov, is only the Rabbonon. nigmeru heimisch und nigmeru kolzoch wie afal pische jeschlem chelmen lechalbei wo jorou lochlon bichalof afilu hei miuris bikidin wa tam lifishei lohem tam bosaklau ochei kishi hiko achi ipilo kol zman she miurim choshuv kiboso minachai vilav bitam tainus. So what does Mashal say? That in regard to the yisel bosa becholov, so that depends upon tam. So mele, once it is complete, it has no tam bosa, even if it's more a beginning. But if the egg is completely developed with the yolk and the white and everything, so mele, it has no tam bosa. So since it has no tamboso, there is no yisel bosa becholov. Even though here it's not a question of the raisel bosa becholov, it's a question of the rabbonon. But kol the tikkun rabbonon ken the raisel tikkun. So through the chachomim aser to eat boso with cholov, even though they were not nisbashel together, but only if that boso has a tamboso. So then the chachomim aser to eat that boso with cholov. But if it is that kind of a boso that does not have a tam boso, so mimele, so when it will be nisbashil with cholov, it couldn't even give a tam boso with the cholov, then the chachomim didn't asa. So mimele, beitzim anitzoim beifes, if it's gmureis, so it has no tam boso whatsoever. If it's not gmurei, so he can still detect in the egg a tamboso. But if it's gmurei, it has no tamboso whatsoever. So mele it's mutalochon becholov. Mashein kein ligabe the iser of bosa menachai. So even without the tamboso, so as long as it's miure, so it still has a din of boso, but it doesn't have a tam boso. So ligabi boso becholov, even though it has a din of boso when it's miure, but as long as it doesn't have a tam boso, so the chachomim didn't ask her to eat this kind of boso that has no tam boso with cholov. Mashenkin over there, if it's miure, it still has a shem boso. This is what Mashal says. Atkan l'shem. Because of al zeh she kol zeh deichak la'aloch elo kol zman she miure begidin choshuv kiboso lechol mila choshuv kiboso lechol mila. In other words, so now in that gemara in Beitze, I mentioned that already when we went over the Mechaber and Gamor. Now, so we have another machlokes rishonim that gemara. Most rishonim say that the tanekame who said asher tanegiles umotzo beitzim muris mutoris lochlom bicholov mutoris lochlom bicholov. So he is making, and Rabbi Yaakov is mach. In other words, tanekame says asher tanegiles umotzo beitzim muris mutoris lochlom bicholov. So that means. That means, even though it's miureis, as long as it's gmureis, whatever gmureis means, whether gmureis means that that the yoke is complete, or gmuris means the yoke and white is complete. As long as it's gmuris, so it's mutar even though it's miure, even though it's miure's beginning. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov is machmir, and he says even though it's gmuris, but as if it's miure's beginning, it's asuris. It does not have, so it still has a din of bosor. So it's also loch in the cholom. But the Rashbam is chelik, and the Rashbam says just the other way, that the Tanakame is much more machmir than Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is the meikil, because when the Tanakame says Asher Tanagilis Umotzu Beitzim Gmuris, he doesn't mean just the yoke, or he doesn't even mean the yoke and white. He means the shell too. Now, naturally, if the shell is complete, so it couldn't be Mures. How could be Mures? If the shell, it was not developed yet, so then it could still be Mures. But if Mures means with the shell and everything, so then it couldn't be Mures. But so Tanakami is much more machmir than Rabbi Yaakov. And he says that the fact that it's not Mures, that's not enough. It everything has to be completed. In other words, even the shell. So Rabbi Yaakov says, even though it's not completely developed, in other words, the shell is not there. Even if the white is not there completely, as long as it's not miure, it's mutter. As long as that's miure. So that's the pshat of the Rashbam. But most Rishonim, they say that the Tanakame is the Meikil and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. So the Mashal says, because of Alzeh she calls it Eichak La'loche, El Kol Zman Shemur Begidin Choshev Kiboso L'chol Milen. In other words, that we pass like, so that we passed like Rabbi Yaakov. That we passed like Rabbi Yaakov. Then he says, Vikosa Bishay Mari, Vichindume, Shenoa Gohanoshim, Iser, Afilu Imaklipo, Achitseino, Kosholigam. So in other words, that the Noshim, Aneg, Iser, even if the Klipo, Achitseino, is Kosholigam. In other words, that you have the shell. So then, according to everybody, it's muter. According, even if we accept the Rashbam's pshat, that mures means that the shell is complete. So then, midin nigmor, it's muter. But noga noshim leseir, even in such a case, vein lachmir bozer lechatchile. So the mashal says. There is no basis to be machmir because that's above the din of the Gemara. I mean, because even according to Rashbam pshat, so gemura, if it has the shell developed, so it's already gemuras. Avol b'de'evet kol zman shenikmaro. So lechatchile. So in other words, what does the mashal say? That lechatchile we should be machmir. That to have even the shell developed in order to eat it with milk. But if the shell is not developed, then lechatchile we don't have to be machmir. Even lechatchile don't have to be machmir. That's why he says veil hachmir was a lechatchile if the klipa achitzeino is kosher legamre. Because if it's kosher legamre, so then it conforms to all the shittes of Rishonim. But Avol b'de'evet kol zman shenikmaro haklipo afilu bikrum lovon lichut sage vein olov din bosoklav. But lechatchile, so we have to have so he says vein lachmir was. In other words, if the klipa achitzeino is kosher legamre, masheim kein lechatchile, we have to be machmir that if the klipa achitzeino is not kosher legamre, it's not hard, so then we should be machmir. But the Eved, it's muter. He calls man she lig miro haklipa afil bikhum lovon lechu tzage. Veil of din bosal klal. Even though it's not hard. Even though sometimes there is a shell, but the shell itself is not hard. The shell is soft. So in such a case, lechatchile we should be machne. But the Eved, we should not be machne. The Eved. Mashenke, if it is still miure, or it's not even, the shell is not developed at all, not even a soft shell, so then even the Eved we have to be machmir, not only the chatchil. This is what Mashal says. Veil din bosakwa. Weil ich kam, weil ich hiel simen ein heil, im lichen bosa, mashi kosafti bishay, mashal. All right. Now, let's go over. So, now also the next. Now that this is the shach, there is no taz up to sivs zayin. All right, so let's go over the shach, because that discusses another thing. So let's go over the shach. Now, aval pi shimu siv tes in the shach. Aval pi shimura begidi. Aval pi shimura begidi. Veho di mashma liil simen pi vov. Siv dalet. Di behiko tanigiles al zanvo. Vitilo beitzim da asuris mishumeva mnachai. Imiura is begidi. Aval pi nativa mnachai, but bosa mnachai. But because so the expression is not accurate here. We'll soon see. I mean, why he says imunachai, but the Torah says it's also mishum bosom nachai. Imiure is begidi, afal pi shenig miro bichalbe vichelme alme kivim shemiure choshiv kibasarat anegeres. And here the mechaba paskins. The Mechaber and the Tur, they pass like Tanekame, not like Rabbi Yaakov, that even though it's Miure, as long as it's Gmure, it's Bechalmein, Bechalbein, so it's Mutem. Almekim Shimure, Chochbos Adagir, Shane Hoche, the Limbosov, so Limbosov, Becholov, Dave, Shumit Rabbonon, he kill. Now this is the Teretz that the Marshal rejected. So, should the Rabbonon he kill, because it's Sarim Becholov. In Ame, Shana Hoche. As a matter of fact, here it's really two the Rabbonons, not only one the Rabbonon. Because, first of all, even if he would be Mivashilch, Eiv, with Cholov, it still would be awesome the Rabbonon only. And then here, it's a question of eating at Becholov. Of eating at Becholov. So even to eat, so Midraise, you're allowed to eat Psar Behemo Becholov, as long as the Psar Behemo was not cooked with Cholov. So here it involves two the Rabbonons, not only one the Rabbonon. One the Rabbonon because it's Psar Eiv, is the Beitzim of an Eiv, and then the other Rabbonon because he eats the Beitzim together with the Cholov, but they were not cooked together. With the cholov, that beitzo was not cooked with the cholov, so it's to the rabbonos. So he says, "Shano hochel limbosa becholov beiv shum the rabbonon ikil in ame shano hochel kim di kolchad bifnei atzmei shor kein kosvu hoachrei." So, in other words, so what he really means, you see. The first teretz is that because psar bosav becholov deiv, that it's midrabbanon. So the first teretz does not emphasize the two derabbanons. The second teretz emphasizes the two derabbanons. It's not only the psalim b'chol of the rabbanon. Here it's more heter. There is more leniency because here he eats each one by itself. They were not mizbashel together. The beitzim are by themselves and the cholov is by itself. So in other words, what it means, so it's to the rabbonos, it's not. The first teretz bases it upon the fact that sorry, the cholov is the rabbonos. So in other words, according to the first teretz, you would be allowed even to be mivasheil the beitzim with cholov. Suppose, well, he doesn't mention it because it's not usual for people to be mevashel beitzim cholov. But according to the first teretz, it would be allowed to eat it even while the bishul be cholov. Even to be mevashel that beitzim with cholov. Let's say suppose he wants to make an omelet. Suppose he wants to make an omelet of that beitzim. So, and when you make an omelet, you use in frying the omelet, so you use cholov. So it would also be muter. Vashein kein according to the second teretz, so it's only muter akim di kol chad bifni atzmei, because you're not mivashil the beitzim together with the cholov. But suppose you would like to use that beitzim for an omelet and to fry it with cholov, then it would be oser. According to the second teretz, but according to the first teretz, you would be allowed even to do that. All right. In ameshano hachekim kol chad b'fnei atzmisho, king kos v'achim v'chiluk ze huska b'teizu v'poskim v'arashbom michlolom v'chalik bin hod the beitzes nevel alil simen pivov the osar in ardoch. But the marshal rejected the teretz. V'nirali the belav ochel koshemim. So the shach gives another teretz. He says, in other words, he doesn't reject it. The Mashal considered that as a deichak. He doesn't say deichak. He says, but the Shach didn't reject the Teretz, but he says, we don't have to resort to that Teretz. The question arises, why shouldn't cholov be osir al seva minachai? So the Gemara says the reason as to why cholov is muter and it's not oser al seivam nachai is because there is a special zeres hakosuf eretz zovas cholov udvosh and the other psukim also, so which indicate that it's that cholov is muter. But if we didn't have that zeres hakosuf, then cholov itself would be oser. So he says, So in other words, and why are beitzim muter? Also because there is a posik that beitzim is muter. Otherwise, so beitzim would also involve an iser of eivam lachai. So he says, so mimele vinei delikaim alon kavasaye. So avol beitzim uri sum chboreis vaday bisoraye kaime. Ugdeilo mizu hoyu yesh eischim afilu mei mecholov mishemeivam lachai uchmishikasafti liil simen pialet. In other words, that there is a shite that mei mecholov itself should be oser on the score of eivam lachai, and there it's also mentioned that it doesn't mean way, but it means the watery thing that remains when you boil the way. When you boil the way. So there is such a shite. That, in other words, that Meimi Cholov should be awesome, should be a high. Why? Because there is such a shite Sarasheni. Why? Because actually Cholov itself should be Mosa, Mitzadevin Achai. But there is a special Gzaz HaKosuf. So the Gzaz HaKosuf from why? Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. But since Meimi Cholov is not considered as Cholov, we see Ligabi Posa Becholov. So Meimi Cholov is not considered as Cholov. So there is such a shite that the Heter of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh doesn't apply to Meimi Cholov. So even though, so he says, Vinei Delikaimul and Kavosaye, Mahane Taimish and his Bar Lishom, Mikol Mokin, Vadai the Beitzim Yureis, Likul Alma Asire, Mishumei Vamnachai. So he asks it, Mishumei Vamnachai. Veid, Kosav Rabbi Netam, Dafim Beitzim Mamish, Hoyu Asureis. Mishumei Vamnachai. He loved the Golalon Kodishore. Uchmeshikos Vashori, Ushol Posk Malshmei, Vim Kim Vada Ikishe Miureis, Delei Kol Elom Kho, De Asire Mishum Eivam Nachai, Vizebo. Vizebo. So in other words, so the Shach explains it on the basis of Eivam Nachai. So in other words, if it's Miureis, because without Exeris HaKosov, so then, Beitzim itself would involve an Isra of Eivam Nachai. But there is Exeris HaKosov, that there is Exeris HaKosov Ligabi Cholov, and there is Exeris HaKosov Ligabi Beitzim. So then Exeris HaKosov applies only to a case where it's not Miure. But as long as it is still attached to the organism of the Eiv, so Mele, the Exeris HaKosov doesn't apply. I mean, that's a big Chiddush. So in other words, so that means that according to the Shach, if it is Miure, so then it involves an Issa D'Raisa. It involves an Issa D'Raisa, not only an Issa D'Raisa. Right. Aval imein lo el chelmi, because you see, according to the other terutzim, they say, because Bosop Bechut, Bosa bechol of the if is midrabonon, or iname shame hochekim kol chad bifnei atzmi shore. So the reason is why here it's muter, even though it's miure. Now, and the reason is why the Tanekame says that here it's muter, even though it's miure, is because it's midrabonon. Now, if midraise it would have a din of bosa, so we wouldn't say that just because Psari Vicholov is the Rabbonon, so Memeo it's Muta. So what if it's the Rabbonon, but the Chachomim Asad Psari Vicholov? So the Pshat in those poskim who give the Teretz, that the reason is why, in the case of Tanegiles, Hiko Tanegiles al Zanvo, Im Hoyom Ure beginning, so it's also on the score of Bosam Nachai. Of Bosam Nachai, Mashein came here. And here, even if it's Miure, it's Muter, because here it involves only Nisar Rabbanon. And over there it involves the Nisar Raisi of Bosam Nachai. So the question is, what Monefshech? So it doesn't have a din of Bosam mit Raisi. So Memele, here it should be Osam the Rabbanon, because Psarei Becholov is Osam the Rabbanon. So the pshat in this teretz is, in that teretz, that the Shach mentioned before, is that midraise, so once it is gomur, so it does not have a din of boso. But midrabonon, it has a din of boso. So maybe since it only has a din of boso, of psarei, if it has a chalishem boso, midrabonon only, not with Raise, so with Gabi Bosa Becholov, where Bosa Mamish is only Yosam de Rabbanon. So in this case, where Midraisa, he doesn't even have a Shekhalishen Boso, so the Chachomim didn't Asa, because to Aseret would be like Exer. But if we are going to assume that when, as long as it's Miure, so it has a Chalishen Boso Midraisa, so then it doesn't make sense to say that since Basa Bechsori Becholov is only Mirabonon, so mainly here it's not Osa. So let us be Matir Psari Becholov altogether in every case. But the Chachomim answered Psari Becholov. And if this Boso has a Chalishim Boso Midraise, so it should come under the same Isa, Midrabonon. So that Teretz was based upon the premise that he does not have a Chalishen Boso Midraise, but only Midrabonon it has a Chalishen Boso. So Mimele, since Midrabonon it has a Chalishen Boso, as long as it's Miure, so it's also a Midrabonon on the score of Boso Minachai. That's the reason as to why the two Paskins in Simen Pivov, that Hikot Anagiles Al Zanvov, Yotzo Abeitzim, if it's Miure, so it's also Midrabonon is also Mashenkin here. So even something that he has a Chalishen Boso Midraise is only also Midrabonon with Cholov. So in this case, where he doesn't even have a Chalishen Boso Midraise, so it would be Exer, so the Chachomim didn't answer. So in other words, so the first Teretz the Shach mentioned is based upon the premise that even when it's Miure, it does not have a Chalishen Boso Midraise. It only has a Chalishen Boso Midrabonon. Mashenk in the second Teretz, so it's Midraise, according to Shach's Teretz. Alright. Vim kem vadai kishe Miureis, v'ligol mekhoda asirem shemein lachai, v'zebom. Alright. Avol imein lo elachalmein, mashma afol pishein Miure. In other words, like the Rashba, not like Rashi in the Rosh. So in other words, because we pass lechatchile, we have to be cheshish for the shita of the Rashbam, and the shita of the Rashbam is that gmureis means the shell too. Now then, the question arises: what does it mean the shell too? Does it mean the shell should be kosher hard, or as long as there is a shell, even though the shell is soft? So, lechatchile, we have to be cheshish, the pshat is, as the Rashbam says, and the tmuris means the shell too, and it means kliposon akoshe, that it's hard. So, mele, even though it's nigmeru b'chalbein l'chalbein, and there is a klipe too, but the klipe is still soft, so it's awesome. Av imeino miuris, or afilo eino miuris. וחידס רשבם והמורדכי והגודה פרקם את הביצה והשורים ומרי בהגוי שרידורי אבל בדעבד אם נסבש אם חולוב נראה דמותה אפילו דמותה אבל אם מיורי צפו דבד עושה. So he says there are the Shach Paskins לחתחיל נדמי the Shach is much more machmir than the Mechaber and Ramon. So he paskins that lechatchile is cheshish for the sheet of the Rashbam. So that means lechatchile we are not allowed to eat beitzim that were found inside the eifes, even though they were completely developed with the shell. As long as the shell is not hard, just soft. So according to the Rashbam, Gmuris means a hard shell. But the Eved, what is it, the Eved? I mean, it's always Lechatchile. So as long as he didn't eat it, so it's still a chatchila, and if he ate it, so then there is no problem, so he ate it already. So what is called the Eved? The Eved is called, suppose he was mivashe, or dead beitza, that was found inside of with a soft shell, but not a hard shell. Suppose he was already mivashle becholov. So then it's called the Eved. Because otherwise it really would have to throw it away, he can't eat it. So the Eved, we rely on the pshite of the other Rishayim, that Gmureis means nutshell, just the chelm in the chelm. He says, Avo b'devet, im nizbashlu im cholov, nira de muter, Avo im miureis, afu b'devetos. In other words, you see, because we have several machlekes rishenim. One machlekes rishenim is in the pshat of Gmureis, between Rashi and the Rosh on one end and the Rashi on the other end, where the Gmureis means just the chelmein, or Gmureis means the chelmein and the chelmein. So the Rashba is mach. Another machlek of Rishenim we have between most Rishenim and the Rashba. What does Gmureis mean? Where the Gmureis means chelmein, chelbein, but no shell, or it means even the shell. Then we have another machlek of Rishenim, whether we pass like Tanekame or we pass like Rabbi Yaakov. So Aloch has Deles pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Some mele lechatchile the shach is cheshish for the sheet of the Rashbam. The Eved, he is not cheshish for the sheet of the Rashbam, but even the Eved is cheshish for the sheet of the Bahak, who passes like Rabbi Yaakov. So if it's miureis, so then even the Eved is also, even though he was mivashel that beitze that was developed with the yolk and the white, but no hard shell. So, and if he was, but it was miureis, so then even though it was already nisbashil with cholov, it's still osir. So, for the sheet of the Rashbam is only cheshish lechatchile. For the sheet of the Aloch HaZdeiles is cheshish even the Eved. Aval in the new ways, I feel David also. Given the Baal Aloch HaZdeiles, posek Rabbi Yaakov, v'chei b'chol nischois, or if shol faneinu, b'fere kame de beitze. Now there are two gersois in the reef as to whether, according to one gersay, the reef also passes like Rabbi Yaakov. According to the other gersay, the reef does not pass like Rabbi Yaakov. So anyway, the Baal Aloch HaZdeiles certainly passes like Rabbi Yaakov, and possibly even the Riv passes like Rabbi Yaakov. So maybe we cannot be making in case it's miureis, even then. Chim chos choy rishol vaneinu v'fere kam v'chim kos b'shut ha'gibere b'shim ha'riv v'gam ha'das ha'ran mochach shom im lo inagia b'dvoro b'fere kol ha'boso v'chim yudas ha'rav Rabbi Yenesen she'u uvo boches chayim v'chol boy rishim en kubov v'chim mochar das rashbam v'siyaitei Haniskorim the Alochi Kerab Yaakov. So in other words, from the Rashbam, it's also mashma that he paskens like Rabbi Yaakov. But for the Rashbam to pasken like Rabbi Yaakov is ikule, because according to Rashbam's pshat, the Tanakami is much more machmir. But so v'chei muchar das Rashbam v'siyaiti haniskorim the Alochi Kerab Yaakov. Dim loikin yevshel yashiv asuge di perikam di vesel ivreim v'chikos v'agude perikol treifes im samar vesel hedye v'gam v'yushalm posak v'hedye kereb Yaakov v'chim mash mekzaz v'shaaz dilon di bitalte lishne mahada luk mepraise kavose, because in the sugye there the Abzayin in Beitze, so the Gemore is explaining certain prices al libid Rabbi Yaakov, so that tends to indicate that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yaakov. Otherwise, why should the Gemore try to explain prices a little Rabbi Yaakov? Lo yishul te geber im shum shniya bikushim ha shiposik arif kirab lezab li Yaakov. Gam, abes Yosef u shahachinim kosvu stome, dichol apeskim stome kitanekam, vizeine, uchmoshi chesavt, uchvori chachti do ikia. Die Gmure ist eine, die nicht nur die Helme in der Helme. Die Mäuse, die Kliposon, Rako, מיורי סאפילו די מויסו שקופוסון רקו מיורי סאפילו די אבדוס ומיינו מיורי סו אימוטה אימוטה, in other words, די אבד because for the shite of the Rashbam so he is not Rishish אבל איסון הקטני שלו נגמרו אלו בחלמין לבד אפילו אינו מיורייס איז עושה אפילו דבד דחיגוף הבוסונים מה שאין כי נבדאג יהז ג'וס די יוק דבלופ so then it's also even though it's not mirrors וכן פוסק תרס חטוס אלו שלו יחיליק שום במיורייס לב ומשבא שום מדבורוב דאיסום שנגמרו בחלמין וחלבין אפילו מיורי סמוטה בדיאבית ויהוי כמו שכספתי so in other words now is the psak of the Ramot the Teras Chatos is that איסון שנגמרו בחלמין וחלבין so even though it's מיורי סמוטה it's muta devet why because the teres chatos the ramo in teres chatos is not chishish for the shita of Rabbi Yaakov I mean the psak of the haloches deila is the agudi ma sheinkin the shach is chishish for the shita of Rabbi Yaakov the psak by the haloches deila oh v'yikak moshke safti kam tzor chiyung tzas lomo lo yigi akan klum. In other words, because in Tiras Chatos the Ramo says that lechatchile, so it is also leochlam b'cholov. It's lechalov, but only the Eved it is muter. If it was already in his bashel, how is it that here he didn't make this agoy? Here he doesn't say anything. So in other words, so it seems that here the Ramo agreed with the Mechaber that if it's nigmaru b'chalmin v'chalbein. So even though it's new, so it's mutar even chatchila lochlam b'chol. So that's this is what he says. Gam tzorach yung tzas lomo lo yigi akanklum. So he says tzorach yung tzas because it's not really kosher because it might be that the Ramo changed his mind. You see, he wrote the teres chatos before he wrote the agoes on the mechaber. So when he wrote the Teras Chatos, so then he held that lechatchile it's osea liochlom b'cholov if it is miurei, but when he wrote the Agoyes Hamor, so then he held that even lechatchile we don't have to be cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Yaakov. Right. That's why it says Gam Tzochim Tzas. Ba'achelme, ve'imiureis yesh lehoke u'bimokim efzet merubi. So like this, the shach is very machme. So he said, so he's very machme, and he says that even the eved it's osea, if it's miure, even though the chelmin and the chelbe were completely developed, but in case of efzet merubi, so he's more mekel than the mechaber. Because the Mechaber doesn't distinguish between Efsed Merubeh and not Efsed Merubeh. And he paskens that if only the chelmoin, the yolk is developed, but the chelbone, the white, is not developed, then it's osea even the Eved, and it's mashmaim Efsed Merubeh. Mashink in the Shach, so the mokin Efsed Merubeh is more makel than the Mechaber. So in certain cases, is more machmir than the mechaber, but in case of efsed merubeh, is more mekel than mechaber. Miu nira da afilu loy nigmar ala achelmein, vei miu reis, yesh lo hoko buvat efsed merubeh. Vichai gavne, vichai gavne, chadai heim, rashe viteises vorosh vatur rabin yiruchem nismich aleim, vichai gavne. So why? Because according to Rashi's pshat and the Rosh pshat, so in the two, so gmureis means Gemura is means that the Chalmen is developed, even though the Chalmen is not developed. So Mimele, in case of Efsed Merube, so Kidai Heim Lis Michalei. Oh. Gamnirali, Didlidatom, Miurei, Sainei, Som Aktanei, Aktanei, Shenigmeru Bechalmen Levat, Hamiurim, Chuborim, Psar HaShedre, ודלויש משיקוס על בס יוסף ויסבור הסתור בשם רשי היימי כשפיריש מן הבוסו כשפיריש מפשר השדרה ויסבירו שוראי כסומקי ואחרף נמשך האתר הזו תרשי גופי לוי פיריש כן. In other words, there is another question. What does Miuris mean? So some say that miuris means if it's mamish attached, it's mamish attached to the shed. That's miuris. And there is another pshat that even if it's not mamish attached, but if it still has certain streaks, certain red streaks, even though it's not attached to the organism of the hen, so it's considered miure. So he said that miure means oisam aktanim shenigmeru bechalmel vavamurim chuporim b'psar hashedre udeloi kimo shekosav b'bes yosav v'lisvor hasatur haimi kishepirish b'psar hashedre, but it has the red streaks v'izbiru shorai kesumki. So it's considered miure. No, that's not considered miure. We ach of nimshach ha-terezov. The Rashi gufe li-pirishkei. Gam bilishne kame u bilishne vasre bishas mucha behed yed loike abes Yosef. El li-pirashti. Gam, or in other words, that if it's not attached to the shetre, even though it still has the eggs, have the red streaks, so then it's not considered miure. Not like Bes Yosef. According to Bes Yosef, even if it's not attached to the Shetre, as long as it still retains the red streaks, Shurai Kesumke, so it's considered Miuris. Gam Dilui Marshal Pirikol Aboso, Temuim Biyenze, Gam Seisri, Ze Al Ze, Limashikosa, Pirikama de Beitze, Simim Lutes, Vichol Ze Midine, אבל מרי כוסר וחינדומה שאיננו שיני הגסתיה אפילו נגמרו לגמרי וגם הקליפה החיצינו כושר לגמרי. So that's the מרי that the משל mentioned. ובינים שכוח רוב משל וירב בתרסחת השון ומינק זה. So במינק זה מי הוא משמע מדברי מרי ומדברי המשון ואין אלא חומרי בעלמי. Because that Medina Gemara is certainly muter. If it is completely developed, even with the hard shell, so then according to everyone it's muter. V'yukar b'mokim she'in minek ein lochesh loze klal. V'abach b'keish limtzei tam de'amine godin ve'in dvorov mechoch. In other words, the Bach tried to explain it according to the Medina Gemara. So he says no. If the shell is also complete, so then according to everybody is muter. So it's muter even according to the Rashbam's pshat that Tanikame is the biggest, is more machmir than Rabbi Yaakov. But if it's mureis and it has a hard shell, so it's mureis even according to Rashbam pshat. So there is really no basis midine digmore to asa beitzim that are completely developed with the shell, just because they were found inside the oath. All right. Aval osa livashlo mechol. So he said, aval meinlo. אלו חלמין עושה לבש למחולף, כלא שנעזה כוסף גם כן התרזור, ויהיו מגומגן, דו לבש אל פשיטה דשור, da filoiv gufen is boyli ol bisim kimu di mutal bi shlag un rabon ela hayle vashlom hotzolei ma ol yochla. So in other words, he's pointing out that when the Mechaber says avol mein lo elo chel mein osal vashlom bicholov, so it shouldn't be understood literally that Bishli itself is osa. How could the Bishli itself be osa when the Mechaber passes that you are allowed to be mivashel psarif mamish bicholov, as long, but you're not allowed to eat it. But suppose you want to be mivashel it for a goy, so you are allowed to be mivashel psarif bicholov mamish. So how could the beitzim of the eiv that is not completely developed be more chomer than the bosal of the eiv? So the loshen is loshen megumgem. It's not smooth. But what's the meaning of it? The meaning of it is that it's osa bachir. In other words, osa livashlom bicholov to be. That's the meaning. All right. With the milchas beitzam tzoy beit nisboy alil simenayne. All right. Avol imochlon bifnei atzmom muta leechel achrei. Afilu yemeuri, adayim beeshke, keinu, berchaim shom, umashba shom, afilu yemigmar ala achelmi, vigam heim meureis beeshke, muta leechel achreien gvino oicholu, upeirish meureis beeshke, upeirish rashe, mechuboris bipsar hashed, bipsar hashed. So, not that it has shuraike, not that it has shuraike nisumki. All right, now, so here, so the Mechaber says that even though the chelmein is not developed, only the chelmein, so then it's also ochlam b'cholov. But ochlam ifni atzmei muter leechil achreiem gvino icholov. So one din can be deduced from this. In other words, that even the Rashbo, who says that the Pshatim now Rashi in the Rosh, they say that Gmureis means that the Chelmin is developed, even though the Chelmin, the white, is not developed at all. So it's already muter to eat it with milk. But the Rashbo says no, that Gmureis, Tanakame says Gmureis. So it means that the chelmein and the chelbein are developed. So it's mashma from this din that the Mechaber mentions that even though the Mechaber passed like the Rashi, that gmuris in Tanakame means chelmein and chelbein, but to eat one after the other, not mamish together, then it's muta. You don't have to wait shiosude. Now the question is, why not? Now, when you eat psareiv, then you have to wait. The Mechaber doesn't say that one is allowed to eat cholov immediately after psareiv. That he doesn't say. So that means that the Mechaber paskens that even though psari v'cholov is only osam de rabbanon, still this de rabbanon of not eating milk after meat, immediately after meat, but you have to wait shiosude, applies even to psari. Otherwise the Mechaber would say that if you ate chicken, you are allowed immediately to eat milk, and that the Mechaber doesn't say. The Mechaber is only matir to eat, to drink milk immediately after the eating of the eggs that were found in the chicken. So what's the difference? Even though, according to the Rashbo, the eggs that only had the yolk developed and the white not developed, still has the chaleishem bosa. So why is it matir? Why, if it has a chalishim psareiv, why? And one is not allowed to eat milk immediately after the eating of the psareiv. So why is he allowed to drink milk immediately after the eating of these eggs? These eggs that do not have the chalpin developed have a chalishim boso. So it's mashma from this mechaber that the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh is not in regard to a deraisa. That as far as the deraisa is concerned, so the Rashbo agrees with Rashi and the Rosh, that once the chalmin is developed, even though the chalboin is not developed, he does not have a chalishem boso. But according to the Rashi and the Rosh, so even with the Rabbonon, he doesn't have a chalishem boso, as long as the yolk is developed, even though the white is not developed. Mashenkin, according to the Rashbo, so with the Rabbonon, it still has a chalishem boso. So since Midraisi doesn't have a chalishem boso, so mainly we understand the difference between eating such eggs mamish together with milk or eating milk immediately after the eggs. Because to eat milk immediately after psarei, when it has a chalishim boso midraisa, you're not allowed. Mashenkin, to eat milk immediately after the eating of such eggs that midraisa are not boso psarei, only midrabonah psarei. So to eat it together with cholov, that's also because of the fact that midrabonah still has a chalishim boso. Mashenkin, to eat it not mamish with milk, but to eat milk immediately after the eating of the eggs, that is mutter. Alright, so it's mashma that as far as the deraisa is concerned, so the Rashbo is not chilik on Rashi in the Rosh. He's only chilik on Rashi in the Rosh and in the Rabbonon level. Alright. Now, Hamiushon v'hamivushol b'chamitvaraye elikinolov v'chein hamivashil boso b'meicholov בחולב מייסו, בחולב זוכו, אוי שבישל דם בחולב פוטר. ואין ליקין על החלוסה עם משום בוסה בחולב. אין ליקין על החלוסה. אבל איסור המייקה, וכן בחולב מייסה איסור המייקה, לכמה נסים לצדיק, גבי חל, וכמו שכוסב הרב והגוי, וכן כולה משמע, איסור המייקה, אפילו בחולב זוכו. אפילו בחולב זוכו. So in other words, so there is an Issa. So Cholov Zocho, it means Cholov Zocho Behema. So there is an Issa. But Mashenki in Cholov Odom, so even Cholov Isha is Muter. Even Chatchila, and the whole Issa is only an Issa Mishumar Esayim. But as far as Basa B'Cholov is concerned, so by Cholov Odom, there is no Issa altogether. Thank you.